Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Jesus Christ completely transforms your life, and we're going to be talking about that from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Covenant Journey. Colossians chapter 3 is an amazing chapter. It begins in verse 1 by saying, "If then you were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life," verse 4, "is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, your members which are on the earth: sexual immorality, uncleanliness, depraved passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. You also once walked in those when you lived in them, but now you also put all of them away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and shameful speaking out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his doings, and you have put on the new man, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of the Creator, where there can't be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bondservant, free man, but Christ is all and in all." It goes on, and we'll continue in the next couple of verses here, but it's an amazing chapter about the transformation that takes place in Christ. And it talks about how the transformation should continue, that you should continue in that transformation by putting on the new you in Christ. Christ ultimately died and was raised again. And when we are in relationship with Christ, asking for the forgiveness of our sins are cast to the bottom of the sea. They are as far away as the east is from the west. And you know what? Who reminds you of your past sin? It's not Jesus. He is your advocate. It's not the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. It's not the Father. God does not remind you of your past sin. God actually takes your sin and casts it into the depths of the sea, where it can't be seen. He covers your sin with the blood of Jesus. Your sins are no more. You are one new person in Christ Jesus. But there is one person who reminds you of the past, who reminds you of your failings, who reminds you of your sin, who wants to put a chain between you and the sin of the past, like it's an anchor pulling you down, prohibiting you from reaching your ultimate potential. And that is the accuser, the liar, Satan, the devil. He is the accuser who constantly stands like the prosecutor, who will never allow you to forget the past. And Jesus is the advocate that is standing in the way, who is covering you with his presence, with his blood, with his purity, and will not allow someone to bring that past up. So when, whether it's corporately or certainly as an individual, once you've asked for forgiveness, stop thinking about the past. Stop letting the past define your future. So many people have a victim mentality, that they were part of a situation in which they were the unfortunate victim. And there's lots of tragedy out there. Maybe you weren't raised with a good family. Maybe you were raised in an abusive situation. Maybe you didn't get the kind of benefits other people got that were in your similar situation. Maybe you were raised in a poor family and you look at somebody who was raised in a wealthy family. Maybe you ultimately had all kinds of things bad that happened to you. Jesus knows exactly what you have been through. Whether it's when you're young or when you're older, he knows everything that you have experienced. And when you turn your life over to Him, that past is wiped out. It says, therefore, put to death the members of your body which are on earth, the sexual immorality. Don't let it continue to control you. Uncleanliness, deprived passion, evil desire, covetousness, wanting something beyond what you have. Be content with what you have. It says that covetousness is actually idolatry. It is worshiping an idol. It is desiring something and longing for something that you don't have, and that becomes your idol. It becomes your sole focus. It says you once walked in those things when you lived in them. But now, verse 8, again, it says, put all those things away, anger and wrath and malice, slander, shameful speaking out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another, verse 9, seeing that you have put off the old man with his doings, and have put on the new man, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of the Creator. Where there can't be division between ethnicity, race, or status. There is no Jew. There is no Greek. There is no circumcision. There is no uncircumcision. There is no barbarian. There is no Scythian. A Scythian was somebody who was like a savage. That's kind of how it was being used. What is a Scythian? Well, a Scythian was kind of like a term that was for people who were sort of savage, if you will. There's no bondservant. There's no free man. But Christ is all and in all. And then verse 12 and 13. Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion, kindness, lowliness, humility, and perseverance. And verse 13. Now, this particular translation says, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. If any man has a complaint against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also you do. Now, my personal translation of this from Greek would be not bearing one another, although it certainly means that, but the word means also holding up. So it's this idea of you holding somebody up, somebody who is weak, somebody who is distraught, somebody who needs support, encouragement, somebody who is perhaps failing, who needs you to help them through this moment. It's you holding up that person. Hold up that person. Hold up one another. Don't criticize. Don't try to tear down someone else, but hold up that brother or that sister. Forgiving each other. And the actual word is freely forgiving each other. And of course, forgiveness already has the notion of freely. Freely forgiving, generously forgiving each other. And it says, if any person, anyone, has a quarrel, an issue, a problem, a quarrel against anyone else, that you ought to forgive that person, even as Christ has also forgiven you. Now, that's a very powerful statement, because in America we have these ideas of, you hear a lot of them, reparations. We need to make reparations for the past. You know, the only way to ultimately heal our country is the same way for us to experience healing ourselves. And that is when we lay down those sins at the feet of Jesus, Jesus says your sins are forgiven and you don't think about them anymore. They don't constantly come up. He doesn't remind you when you fall. He doesn't remind you when you have done something wrong. Hey, listen, remember all that bad stuff that you told me about? Remember all the bad stuff you did? That's Satan that does that. The only way to have true healing and unity is to literally forgive and to move on. Forgive and move on. You don't continually remind yourself of the bad of the past. You recognize it. You take action, certainly. But you don't continually revisit it. And what we see happening in our country is something that is not healing. When you constantly talk about America and what some people, our ancestors, your ancestors, other people in this nation, what they did to other human beings. If you look back on America, certainly there are people who have done some very bad things to humans. There's also people who were there to stand up for individual human dignity and rights, to speak about the fact that all of us are created in the very image of God. So it wasn't that it was all one way versus another way. Yes, there are things that in our nation, this land of freedom in which we live, that there are some checkered history points in our past. There's no question about that. But at the same time, if you constantly go back and dredge up those things, and you place on this current generation things that this generation did not do, did not be a part of, would not condone, that doesn't provide healing. That just continues the past into the present. It continues to dredge up the negative of the past, the wrong of the past, and impose it on individuals who had nothing to do with it. Now, we need to be reminded, certainly, of the fact that there is no racism in God's economy. Yes, we have different skin colors. We come from different places around the world. We speak different languages. But Colossians says, look, there's no Greek, there's no Jew, there's no uncircumcision, there's no circumcision, there's no free man, there's no bondservant, there's no savage. We're all one in Christ. We have our unity in Christ. That doesn't give us any advantage or disadvantage in our Creator because we are all one in Him. The only way to really solve the issues that we have in our country and other places around the world with regards to different tragedies, different situations with regards to race is to lay it at the feet of Jesus, to recognize that we're all created in the very image of God, and to ultimately not look at other people through a lens of race. And that means not just whites to blacks and blacks to whites or browns to black and all that. It means everybody. That you cannot, should not find your identity in your country, in your ethnicity, in your race, in your job, in your wealth, in whatever it is that you find your identity in. It has to only be in Christ. And when your identity is in Christ, then all of those things just simply fall into their proper perspective. As in our individual lives, when Christ forgives us of our sins and Satan tries to dredge up the past and make you feel so unworthy, so also in our corporate life, certainly in America, I don't believe that this dredging up of the past constantly comes from God. I think it is something that comes from the divider, which is Satan himself, to divide and continue that kind of division and that hatred, to pass it on to future generations. As Christians, as people in the church, we need to be the leaders and ultimately forgive and move on. Forgive and move on. And that means people of all races, all ethnicities, we are one family in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But I'm telling you again, we need to move forward and not continue to listen to the divider that wants to continue the discouragement and the division. And by the way, you know, there are people and there are organizations that make their living on the basis of continually dividing people. We need to draw a line in the sand and say, that's the past. Let's move into the future. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we are all one in our Lord Jesus Christ. May you also in your personal life not look to the things that you've done in the past. Not beat yourself over the things that have happened in the past. Not regret certain things that you had to go through and allow those things to control your present. Because our Lord can ultimately take your past and use that as a magnificent testimony for the present and for the future. And all your sins He cast into the depths of the sea, separates them as far as the east from the west, and remembers them no more. You are free in Jesus Christ. For more information, visit covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.